Yes, Mirtz Hashem. All right, then we'll say good morning. So let's get started. Today's daf is Chaf Aleph. So we're starting again in Mirtz Hashem on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, right by the Gemara. Let's begin.
Amen.
All right, says the Gemara. Bakodesh my time alone. So the Gemara is beginning by focusing on the first case in the Mishnah. So the first case in the Mishnah was, remember, the Mishnah listed 10 ways in which Kodesh, we'll call it sacrificial items, are considered to be more chamer, more strict than Truma. So one of the ways that the Mishnah said, bless you, was that when it comes to Truma, matbilin kelim besoch kelim. You can go ahead, if let's say you have two utensils to immerse in a mikvah, you could put one inside of the other and immerse them together. However, when it comes to Kodesh, you may not do that. So the Gemara says, Bakodesh my time alo. Why is it that by Kodesh, you can't immerse one utensil inside of another? Amrabila bipnei shekvedo shal kli chotzeitz. So Rabila says very simply, because we're concerned that the weight of the inner utensil will press against the outer utensil, and essentially will prevent the water from fully accessing and touching the inner utensil. Ay v'hamid deseva mishum chatzitza, reisha la mishum chatzitza. But Rabosai says the Gemara, ask the Gemara Rabila. But there's a latter case in the Mishnah that speaks about chatzitza, that speaks about interpositions that prevent the water from touching the item. So if the latter part of the Mishnah is talking about chatzitza, I would assume that this first case in the Mishnah is not a case of chatzitza. Meaning, what the Gemara is now assuming is that lemaisa, when the Mishnah speaks out the 10 distinctions between Kodesh and Truma, that it's not going to repeat cases. There's no need to write two chatzitza cases, to which the Gemara says, because what was the Sefer? The Tani Sefer, Velo Kemidas HaKodesh Midas HaTruma. Because remember again, one of the latter cases in the Mishnah was that the Mishnah says, and the attributes of Kodesh are different than the attributes of Truma. How so? Most remember this was talking about if you need to immerse a piece, material. You need to, let's say, a garment or a piece of material that became tummy. You need to go ahead and immerse it in the mikvah. So you remember what the Mishnah said: Sheva Kodesh Matir Umangiv Ummatbil VaAchar Kach Kosher. So let's say, for example, if you have a garment or a piece of material that has knots in it, so if you're toveling it for Kodesh purposes, you have to untie the knots. Furthermore, you have to make sure that the item is dry. Then you immerse it, and then you could retie the knots. Ubitruma, however, when it comes to truma, kosher, you could even immerse it with the knots in place. The achakach matbil. And then you could immerse it. So the Gemara says, why is it that by Kodesh you have to go ahead and untie the knots first? There's a concern of chatzitza. There's a concern, ultimately, again, that the knots will prevent the water from fully accessing the material. So the Gemara says, Reisha v'seifa mishum, excuse me. So now what the Gemara is asking is, if you're telling me now, Rabila, let's work backwards. We all agree that latter case, the Mishnah of untying the knots, is a din in chatzitza, which means the Mishnah is already teaching me that when it comes to truma, we are more meticulous and we are more exacting with what constitutes a chatzitza by Kodesh than we are by truma. If that's the case, then why would the Mishnah have to teach me that same case twice? Now, in the case of Bosa, when the Mishnah says that you could immerse one kli inside of another kli, if you're going to tell me that that's for Truma but not for Kodesh. And Ravilo suggesting the reason you can't do that for Kodesh is why? Chatzitza. Because we're afraid that the inner kli will press against the outer kli and will prevent the water from fully touching all parts of the inner kli. If that's the case, why do you have to teach me the case of chatzitza twice? Correct. It's a concern. It's a concern that it may come to touch it and therefore prevent the water from getting in there. To which the Gemara says, you're right. In fact, we will say both cases, i.e. the kli besoch kli, the one utensil inside of the other utensil, as well as the untying of the knots in the piece of material, are both because the chatzitza was... Just imagine just a moment. I have two cups and they're both tummy, and I want to go ahead and immerse them together. visual aids, right? I want to immerse them. I want to immerse them together. So the Mishnah says, it's okay. For Truma, I can put one on top of the other and just put in the mikvah. For Kodesh, I cannot. For Kodesh, I must do them independently. Rabbi Ila is suggesting the reason I can't do that is because we're concerned that if I'm Tova like this, for Kodesh, that the water is not going to get the inside of this. Probably, I put my fingers in here, so don't use this cup. Right? So the water won't get into the inside of the kli. To which the Gemara is just saying, just contrast that now with the second case. The second case, the Mishnah is, if I'm going ahead and I am immersing a piece of fabric or utensil. So the Mishnah said, for example, if there are knots, we'll call this knots, right, on the corners of the fabric. So for Truma, I could just immerse it straight like this. However, again, for Kodesh, I have to undo it. The assumption is why? Because when there's a knot, there's a concern that the water won't get to every single part of the fabric. Right, so correct. So again, for Kodesh, you'd have to go ahead and untie it. So all the Gemara is saying is, it's strange that the Mishnah would go ahead and teach us the same case of Chatzitza twice. To which the Gemara answers, they're necessary. Utzvicha, Diash, Moin, and Reisha. Because had it just taught me the first case in the Mishnah of the Kli Bisoch Kli, Hava Amina Hainu Taima, Dile Kodesh Lo, Mishum Kavedo Shokli, Diika. See, if the Mishnah would have just taught me in the first case, I would have said, okay, I understand. Kodesh is a little bit stricter, and therefore we're concerned that because of the Kvedo, because of the heaviness of the inner Kli, it'll press against the inner Kli and will prevent the water from accessing the inner Kli. However, again, Hava Seifa, Deleka Kavedo Shokli, but in the Sefer Avosei, which is the case of the material that has knots in it, where there is nothing pressing against the Kli, Ema LeKodesh Nami Lo Havi Chatzitza. I would have thought that for Kodesh, to have a knot in the piece of material should not be a problem and should be totally fine. Therefore, again, the Mishnah has to state the second case. V'yash Mo'inan Seifa, and had it just said the second case and not the first, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Hainu Taima Dile Kodesh Lo, I might have thought that I will say in the second case. Remember, the second case is the garment, the piece of material that is knotted. The piece of material that is knotted. The piece of material that is knotted. So I would have thought, Hainu Taima Dele Kodesh Lo, I might have thought that the reason for Kodesh, it doesn't work. And I will say the reason I have to take out the knots by the material is why. Mishum, on the base, Mishum Dikitra Bemaya Ahaduki Mehadak. Because I will say, I would have assumed that what? That when it comes to knots in a material, what ends up happening is the water tightens the knot. The water tightens the knot. That's why there's a din of chatzitza. Aval reisha, but in the first case of the Mishnah, demayo, when it comes to water, akfuye makfule lemana. What does water actually do? Water actually causes the inner kli, the inner utensil, to float a little bit. So therefore again, and therefore what? And therefore lo habi chatzitza. And therefore again, let me say we're not constituted chatzitza. So I will say, what the Gemara essentially says is that even though both cases are teaching us the same principle, which is what? Which is things that do not constitute a chatzitza, do not constitute an interposition between the water and the utensil by truma, will constitute a chatzitza for tevila, for kodesh, for sacrificial items. And the reason the Mishnah needs to state both of these cases is because they each have their unique identities. Again, had it just stated the second case, had it just stated the case of the material, I would have said, I'm sorry, let me say actually the other way around. Had it just stated the first case, I would have said the reason the first case, which is the Kli Besoch Kli, is because you have an inner Kli actively pressing against the outer Kli. That's why it's a Chatzitza. But in the case of the material, where there's no other Kli pressing against the material, no other piece of material pressing against the material, it should be fine even for Kodesh. Had it just said the second case, I would have said the second case is a problem of Chatzitza. Why? Because water causes the knot to tighten. As opposed to the Kli Besoch Kli, where the water causes the inner Kli sometimes to float, therefore the water could access, therefore the Maisa, essentially what the Gemara is saying is, you would not have intuitively been able to learn one case out of the other, and therefore when you can't intuitively learn one case out of the other, the Mishnah feels compelled to state both, even though both are expressing the same basic idea, that things that constitute a chatzitza for tevila, for truma purposes, or excuse me, let me say it differently, things that do not constitute a chatzitza for truma purposes will constitute a chatzitza for kodesh purposes.
Why is it not a derisa chatzitza?
Because the assumption is that lemaisa, there's a concept of min b'mino eino chotzeitz, which ultimately, again, chatzitza, in the basic definition of chatzitza, means that lemaisa, something alien to the object, is interposing between it and the water. We're going to see, the Gemara is going to discuss cases of min b'mino chotzeitz, but that's the hamina of the Gemara right now. So we'll say, the Gemara says the following. Rabbi Ila letame. Rabbi Ila goes according to his reasoning. Dom Rabbi Ila, am Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, eser ma'alos shanukan. So we'll say Rabbi Ila goes according to his previously established reasoning. Rashi says, Rabbi Ila, da'oki taima dereshim mishum chatzitza. So we'll say, just bear this in mind, because we're going to have a machlokes in just a little bit. So Rabbi Ila, who holds that lamaisa, the reason why the kli besoch kli case is problematic, is because it represents a chatzitza, goes according to his previously established reasoning. Da'am Rabbi Ila, am Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Eser ma'alos shanukan. The Mishnah stated 10 different cases, Rabbi Osai, in which we distinguish between kodesh and truma. Chamesh rishonos bein lekodesh bein lechulin. The first five that we mentioned in the Mishnah apply to both kodesh, meaning Rabbi Osai, when we say apply to kodesh, apply to utensils that are being immersed to be able to use with sacrificial items. Bein luchulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. And so, remember we spoke about this yesterday, that there were people who would eat their chulin, who would eat their unconsecrated items, their unconsecrated thing, food, on the same level of sanctity as they would kodesh. So according to Rabbi Ila, the first five items mentioned in the Mishnah, and again, you could go through the Mishnah and you'll see it, the kli besoch kli, the various parts of the utensil that become tameh, these first five apply both to kodesh and to chulin that are prepared with the stringencies of kodesh. However, achronos, the last five mentioned in the Mishnah, lekodesh, apply to, again, immersion for the sake of things that are being used for actual kodesh itself, aval lo lechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, but not for chulin that was prepared, again, that was prepared with taras hakodesh, with, again, to the specificity or to the level of sacrificial items. My time, or what's the reason? So Chamish, so Rashi, and take a quick look at Rashi, let's just look at them. Rashi says over here, My time, or what's the reason? So we'll say, why is it that the first five things mentioned in the Mishnah apply whether you are immersing a utensil to be used with actual kodesh, or whether you're going to go ahead and use it with a utensil that is being used for chulin that was prepared with kodesh specificity? Chamish kamaisa dislu dror de tumedoraisa gazu buhu rabbanim. To which the Gemara answers, because we both said the first five that are mentioned in the Mishnah are items that have an aspect of biblical tumah associated with them. So once they have an aspect of biblical tumah, I will say, what does it mean the aspect of biblical tumah? It means that these concepts are concepts that are found in the realm of biblical tumah as well. Once it's found in the realm of biblical tumah, so the rabbis go ahead and extend the gzera both to kodesh, gazru b'rabbanan, bein l'kodesh, bein l'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, both for kodesh itself as well as for chulin that were prepared with the stringencies of kodesh. Basraisa, over the last five, the less ludror the tumah, that d'madarai, so the rabbis have no semblance of biblical tumah but are fully rabbinic tumah. Gazu b'rabbanan l'kodesh, the rabbis only extended their gezera for kodesh. However, l'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh lo gazu b'rabbanan. But if you have chulin that are prepared with the level of specificity and sanctity as one would prepare for kodesh, the rabbis did not extend their gezera to that. So now take a look at Rashi. Rashi explains this a little bit more thoroughly. Drara de tumah d'oraisa. Remember, again, I will say, here's what we have so far just before we look at Rashi. We have Rabbi Ila. And Rabbi Ila's job was a very straightforward job. His job was to define why the first case in the Mishnah is problematic. Why is it that I can't be tovo kli besoch kli? My physical aids. one utensil inside of another utensil. I can do it for truma, meaning again, so we'll say just to clarify the cases, if I want to eat truma, but I need to go ahead and immerse my utensils, bless you, I could put one on top inside of the other and immerse it, but yet if I want to eat sacrificial items, I cannot do that, I have to immerse them independently. Rav Ila's logic is what? Because we're concerned that for Kodesh purposes, if you put one inside the other, it's going to be a chatzitza, the water is not going to access the inside of the outer kli. The Gemara is just suggesting that Rabbi Ila, so we'll say, now according to Rabbi Ila, therefore, in reality in the Mishnah, there are 10 cases, even though, interestingly enough, there are 11 cases mentioned in the Mishnah. So why, according to Rabbi Ila, does he say there are only 10 cases? Why? Because two of them have the same logic. Because two of them are prohibited because of chatzitza. The kli is a problem because of chatzitza. And what? And the beged, and the material case, the knotted material case, is also an issue of chatzitza. So therefore, again, he counts two really as one. So just take a quick look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says over here, draw the torment to Rashi. So again, remember that Rabbi Ila is saying, Rabbi Ila explains that The first five mentioned in the Mishnah apply both to Kodesh as well as Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKodesh. If you prepare unconsecrated food, but you're preparing it to the specificity of Kodesh itself, the first five apply. Second five do not apply. And his logic for that is because the first five have aspects of biblical tumah associated with it. Therefore, the rabbis extended their gzera not just to Kodesh, but to Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh, as opposed to the second five, which are purely rabbinic. Therefore, they only apply to Kodesh, not to Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So just to give you an example of this, we're not going to go through all of this, but just to give you an example of what it means that the first five have aspects of biblical tumah, look at Rashi. Drara de tumah d'oraisa, chashash tumah d'oraisa. So the first five items mentioned in the Mishnah have aspects ultimately of biblical tumah. How so? For example, kli besoch kli. Both said, let's say, take the first case of the Mishnah. So the first case of the Mishnah was Kli B'Soch Kli. So how does that have biblical Tumah associated with it? Tumah D'Oraisa. Because both said, think about it again. Kli B'Soch Kli, if we're worried about Chatzitza, Chatzitza is a biblical issue. Right? Chatzitza is not a made-up rabbinic issue. Chatzitza is an actual biblical issue. So because of that, because it's technically biblical, the rabbis extended it both to Kodesh as well as Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKodesh. Another example, again, I'm not going to go through all these, I'll just give you one more. Achorayim Vitoch, Af Agav Debekilim Shnitma Achor B'Mashkin D'Tumah D'Rabban. And he asks, Kinon, Miu Hadu Am Rabbana Mashkin Metam and Klim Yishum Gzir D'Mashkin Zav Zava Huki Gon Roko Umimi Raglav Vani Metam Klim D'Oraisa. So we'll say, what was the second case of the Mishnah? Second case of the Mishnah was that, let's say, if the outside of the Kli, or if the handles of the Kli become Tameh, that for Truma, you could have a concept of what? Part of the Kli becoming Tameh without the whole Kli becoming Tameh. But yet what? By Kodesh, if part of the Kli becomes Tameh, the whole Kli becomes Tameh. That's also technically biblical in nature. Why? Because you could have the outside of a Kli become Tameh. How? The saliva of a Zav, or other bodily emissions of a Zav, could go out and transmit Tumah, and if they fall on the outside of the Kli, could render part of the Kli unfit. So the point that Rabbi Ila's making is that Lamaisa, there are 10 cases, even though there are 11, because two of them, again, essentially are of one reason, therefore we'll condense them into one case, even though, again, we need both the cases, as we just said. First five apply both the Kodesh and Shechulin Shinasu Ataras HaKodesh, because there's a biblical aspect. Second five only apply to Kodesh and not Chulin Shinasu Ataras HaKodesh. Why? Because they're fully Dirabana. Now we go on. Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Now Rav Rabosa is going to disagree with Rabbi Ila, and he says, "Mi de seifa havi mishum chatzitza, reishala mishum chatzitza." So Rav says like this, Rabbi Ila, you're wrong. The Mishnah is not going to be repetitive. If the case of the material with the knots is a din because of chatzitza, then that tells me what? The case of kli besoch kli is not an issue of chatzitza. That must be usher because of something else. To which the Gemara says, Varesha hainu taima. So why is it ultimately, again, why is it that the resha is problematic? Why is the kli besoch kli problematic? Gezira shelo yatbil machten vitzinoros bekli she'in bafiv kishvel feres hanod. Rav says, very interesting. So Rav says, the problem with the first case of kli besoch kli is that we're nervous that if we allow this, you may come to go ahead and immerse machten rabosai our needles, are like a needle and thread. Sinoros, we'll say, are spinning hooks. the clean in a utensil, she'in b'fiv kishfaferes hanud, that within a kli, within a utensil, that literally does not have an opening the size of a skin bottle tube. Now, what's a skin bottle tube? You know, in the old days, in Talmudic times, probably afterwards, I'll say, they would make like wineskins. So you take a, you know what this is often made out of, actually? It was often made out of the stomach of an animal. Right, I don't know if intestines or stomach, but something from the kishkas of the animal. So the or again, it could actually be made from leather itself. So the idea is you'd have this skin, and you'd have like a little tube on the that would lead to the outside. That's how you'd extract the liquid from it. So the Gemara says something very interesting over here. That Rava says that the reason we don't want you tovelin kli b'soch kli is because we're concerned that if we allow you to do this, you may come to tovel these small items like needles and spinning hooks, which are very small items, in a kli that has in a utensil that has an opening that is too small. And I will say, now what's the issue if the opening of the utensil is too small? Yeah. Take a look at Rashi. Bekli she'in b'fiv kishvaferes hanod, v'ahi lav tvili. So I will say, now remember, why would you want to go ahead and immerse the needles or the spinning hooks in a utensil that has an opening that is so small? Very simply, you don't want them to fall out into the mikveh. You know, we've all had those episodes, right? You go to the mikveh, you drop something on the bottom, it's December, right? You know, so what happens? So again, you want to put it in the utensil. So we're concerned you're going to put it in a utensil essentially that has too small of an opening. What's the issue, says Rashi? Because if you do that, v'ahi lav tvilahi, if you go ahead and you immerse the needles and the spinning hooks within a utensil that has such a small opening, that is not considered to be an appropriate tevila. She'ein hamayim nichnasim l'socho chibor l'mei mikvah. Because the water ultimately that may go into that kli is not considered to be connected to the waters of the mikvah. V'lo tavlu hamachtin ela b'miut mayim shebekli. And therefore it's as if the needles and the spinning hooks have not been immersed in the mikvah, but rather just in a little bit of water in the utensil. Utnan delav chibor. So we'll say, essentially, Rava says something very interesting. So I'm concerned that if we immerse essentially this in this, one kli within another kli, so a person may assume that you could always immerse one kli inside of another kli, including what? Including putting the needles and the spinning hooks in a utensil with a very small opening, less than the size of the skin bottle tube. And the problem with that, of course, becomes an opening like that is too small to allow the waters that are inside of the utensil and the waters of the mikvah to remain connected. Kidisnan, Rabosai, now here the Gemara is going to quote the idea. As we learned, Iruv mikvos, well, it's a very interesting concept. Iruv mikvos means mixture of mikvos, kishfoferes hanod. Look at Rashi, Iruv mikvos, mikvah chaser b'tzad mikvah shalim, v'atzinor b'meim mechanov. So listen to this case. Let's say I have two mikvos. One has 40 sa, which is the minimum amount of water you need in the mikvah, and the other bar, we'll call it the other pit, has 30 sa. But what happens? There is a tube that connects the two boros, the two pits. So the Mishnah says both could be considered to be kosher mikvahos as long as what? The tube is the size of a shvaferes hanot. The tube is the size, again, literally, of the skin bottle tube. The idea is that you need a tube of a certain size to allow the water. This is a concept called hashaka. Hashaka literally means kissing, right? Like nashika. That there's this concept that if you have hashaka, if the waters kiss, so to speak, then that allows all of the waters to be considered to be connected. So the idea is that in order for the waters to be connected, it has to be the tube, at least, well, we'll see. The ka'ovya, it has to be the width. Look at Rashi. Look at the next. Amad Chaf Beis Amad Aleph. He says, well, actually, first look at Rashi. Im yesh baruch bo kishvaferes hanot. Rashi says, kikana shenostin b'fi hanot shalar. The width of the tube, kana literally means like a reed, but the tube that you put on the opening of the skin, top of chav beis, ukichalala, and the opening of the tube itself, how big does this have to be? Kishtei etzbaos chozros limkoman. It has to be wide enough that you could put two fingers in it and move the two fingers back and forth. It has to have that level of width. If it has that level of width, then what? Then again, the two boros, the two pits, are considered to be connected, and even the quote-unquote deficient mikvah will still be kosher. Savarla, so we'll say, so this is Rava. So now Rava's disagreeing with Rabbi Ila, and Rava says, again, the reason why Kli B'Soch Kli is problematic is not really because of this case. Kli B'Soch Kli is actually okay. We're just concerned that if we allow you to do this, you'll come to work, you'll come to immerse needles and spinning hooks in a much smaller utensil that has an opening less than Shvofer HaSanud, less than, again, the skin bottle tube. And Lamai said that would not be a proper tefillah of these items. To which the Gemara says, So Rava holds like the following statement. Yud Aleph Ma'alo Shanaka. Now remember, in Rava's model now, the 11 cases of the Mishnah are actually what? 11 distinct cases. Because remember, again, unlike Rabbi Ila, who holds that two of the cases are an issue of Chatzitza, according to Rava, the Kli B'Soch Kli is not an issue of Chatzitza. Kli B'Soch Kli is an issue that if we allow you to do this, you may come to go ahead and immerse the needles and spinning hooks in an inappropriate way. And the case of the material, that's the case of Chatzitza. Sheish Rishonos being the Kodesh, Bein L'chulun Shnasu Al Taras HaKodesh. So in Rava's model, which is really Rav Nachman and Rav Barabuah, the first six mentioned in the Mishnah apply to Kodesh, as well as to Chulin Shnas V'Taras HaKodesh. Achronos LeKodesh, Aval Lo LeChulin Shnas V'Taras HaKodesh. And the last five apply to Kodesh, but do not apply to Chulin that were prepared with Kodesh sanctity. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ika Bein D'Rava L'Drabi Ila. So what is the Nafkamina? What's the practical difference between Rava and Rabbi Ila? Listen to this. Ika ben, I'll tell you the difference. Sal vigargusani shemila'an kelem vidbilam. The difference would be, Rabosa, in a case of a basket, or literally gargusani is a strainer that you fill up with utensils and you immerse it in the mikvah. Listen to this. So remember, up until now, the Kli B'Soch Kli case, we have kind of imagined in a case like this. The Nafka Mina case, between Rabbi Ila and Rava will be, let's say I take a basket or a strainer, and I fill it up with utensils, and I immerse it like that. Listen to this. Lemandor Mishum Chatzitza, so according to Rabbi Ila, who holds that the whole issue of Kli B'Soch Kli is what? Is an issue of Chatzitza, then what? Then what? Ika. Then you can't do it. Why? Because again, even if you fill up a basket with kelim, at the end of the day, what? At the end of the day, again, there's a puzzle they're going to touch, and it's chatzitza. Leman do amar mishum gezira shemayatil machten vitzinoros bekli she'ein b'fiv kishvaferes hanod. But Rabbi, according to Rava, who holds that what? That the issue over here of kli b'soch kli is that you may come to go ahead and what? You may come to go ahead and immerse the needles and the spinning hooks in a utensil that has an opening smaller than the size of the skin bottle tube. That will not apply over here. You know why? Sal v'gargusani shein b'fim kishafer esanud leka. Because the Bible said there is no such thing as a basket or a strainer that does not have an opening that is larger than the size of the skin bottle tube. In other words, Rabbi, what the Gemara is suggesting over here is that according to Rava, the gzeira, that you may come to go ahead and immerse the utensils in something that has an opening less than the size of the skin bottle tube only applies to utensils that could potentially have such a small opening. But the utensils that never have that opening, the Gemara suggests that Rava's gzeira would not apply. Therefore, a basket or a strainer, which by definition are what? Are open and big, this gezeira would not apply. So it says the Gemara, that's the nafkamina case. Again, essentially, if you're immersing Kli B'Soch Kli, but instead of, let's say, two kelim, which perhaps fit a little bit more snugly into each other, you're immersing it in a keli, in a utensil that has a very large opening. According to Rabbi Ila, again, the issue of chatzitza will still apply. According to Rabbi Ila, the issue of chatzitza will still apply. According to Rava, the issue of immersing it in a utensil that has a smaller opening than the tube of the skin bottle will not apply, because the nature of these kelim are such that they only have larger openings. All right, so we'll stop over here.
You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry if anybody...